بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تسجد أشعار أبعرف بالله أزتي أقدس أزت معنا شاهك محمد أختر ساب نور الله مرقده The title is مبارك مجھے میری ویرانیا ہے زبان سے تو اے دوست شہبازیاں ہیں بباطن مگر آہ خفاشیاں ہیں زبان سے تو اے دوست شہبازیاں ہیں بباطن مگر آہ خفاشیاں ہیں حقارت سے مت دیکھ ان آنسیوں کو کہ توبہ کی برکت سے درباریاں ہیں حقارت سے مت دیکھ ان آنسیوں کو کہ توبہ کی برکت سے درباریاں ہیں جو پرہیز کرتے نہیں معصیت سے انہیں راہ میں سخت دشواریاں ہیں جو پرہیز کرتے نہیں معصیت سے انہیں راہ میں سخت دشواریاں ہیں گناہوں کے اسباب سے دور ہو گے تو منزل میں ہر وقت آسانیاں ہیں گناہوں کے اسباب سے دور ہو گے تو منزل میں ہر وقت آسانیاں ہیں دوائے دل سالی کا عشق حق ہے دلوں میں بہت گرچہ بیماریاں ہیں دوائے دل سالی کا عشق حق ہے دلوں میں بہت گرچہ بیماریاں ہیں رہے حق میں ہر غم سے کیوں ہے گزر رہے حق میں ہر غم سے کیوں ہے گریزا رہے عشق میں کب چل آسانیاں ہیں رہے حق میں ہر غم سے کیوں ہے گریزا رہے عشق میں کب چل آسانیاں ہیں یہ خون تمنا کہ انعام دے کو جو ویرانیاں تھی وہ آبادیاں ہیں یہ خون تمنا کا انعام دے کو جو ویرانیاں تھی وہ آبادیاں ہیں جو ویرانیاں تھی وہ آبادیاں ہیں فدا ان
کی منزل پہ اپنی رضا کر، فقیری میں دے کے گا سلطانیہ ہے، فدا ان کی منزل پہ اپنی رضا کر، فقیری میں دے کے گا سلطانیہ ہے، تیرے ہاتھ سے زیر تعمی رہوں میں، مبارک مجھے میری ویرانیاں ہیں، تیرے ہاتھ سے زیر تعمی رہوں میں، مبارک مجھے میری ویرانیاں ہیں، جو پیتا ہے ہر وقت خون یہ تمنا، اسی دل پہ نسبت کتابانیاں ہیں، جو پیتا ہے ہر وقت خون تمنا، اسی دل پہ نسبت کتابانیاں ہیں، تجلی ہر ایک دل کی اختر الگ ہے، مہربانیاں جیسی قربانیاں ہیں، تجلی ہر ایک دل کی اختر الگ ہے، مہربانیاں جیسی قربانیاں ہیں، مہربانیاں جیسی قربانیاں ہیں، زبان سے تو اے دوست شہبازیاں ہیں، بباطن مگر آہ خوف فاشیاں ہیں.
والحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا، اما بعد، فقد قال اللہ تبارک و تعالی، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This beautiful poem, or rather beautiful bayan of our Shaykh, and which is so relevant to us and to many people today, and we will get our lot of answers. As many of our friends say, we come to the majlis and we have questions and we get the answers. And really in Hazrat Ash'ar, we will get lot of our answers. Mubarak mujhe meri veraniya hai. Blessed to me are my dilapidation, my destruction. Blessed is to me my destruction. This doesn't make sense. But this is which comes in the hadith that Allah Ta'ala says, I'm at or in the heart of a person whose heart is broken. And that broken heart for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. That we had a lot of desires, haram desires, but we broke those desires. And it's our desires, nafs desires, all that. And we broke them for the sake of Allah. Allah says, I'm in that heart. I'm at that heart that has broken itself for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. And you have given, as Hazrat makes it clear here also, you have given preference to the pleasure of Allah over your own pleasure. And this is really where we have to try and reach. The starting point is ma'rifat of Allah, then the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then the obedience of Allah ta'ala, and then we reach the point where we give preference to Allah's desires, Allah's pleasure, over our own desires also. We have our own desires, but we give preference to Allah's desires. So blessed to me is my destruction. That is, I destroyed my own desires. And in that I got the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And a person who gets the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala has found everything. And once if Allah blesses us with that reality, a person's whole life goes in that. We find great, great people, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah, and many, many Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, whose whole life went in this way. And they gave their lives, and they did not satisfy their own desires, or their popularity, or their name and fame, or to be in the favor of people, but just seeing what Allah Ta'ala wants. And they suffered. They died in jails. They suffered and they got executed in there. But they gave prayer. And what they got by Allah Ta'ala, we cannot imagine. May Allah let our eyes go to that. That Allah's pleasure and what Allah has kept in store in the Akhirat. Normally, a little bit problem comes to us, we get very, very upset. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ هَلُوعًا. Man is created halu'a. And I asked one friend a good translation of halu'a, but it's a combination. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ يَأُوسْ جَزُوعَ. He becomes unsettled in that. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. And when good comes to him, then he doesn't want to give away or anything. In between that is halu'a. That the person who is halu'a, that he has got this, that he, when any bad comes to him, he's excited. He just small, little bit wrong. Why this happened? How this happened? This shouldn't have happened. Why it happened to me? And when something good comes, it's all for me. It's only for me. I deserve it. I worked for it. And in between the two conditions is halu'a. That is how man has been created. And he has to come out of that. And how to come out of that? إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. That those who are regular with their namazes. And here in this place, Allah mentioned 8 qualities that a person must cultivate within him. Then he will come out of that condition of halu'a. And Allah started it with namaz and ends it with namaz also. Which shows that if you are conscious of your namaz properly, all the other qualities will come. And ulama have written that if these qualities are in you, namaz will also come correct in you. So anyway, that is how man is. He doesn't like this destruction of himself, but Allah Ta'ala is with him at that time. Allah is very close to him. And if he turns to Allah, then he finds the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately, today more and more we are going away from an Islamic way of life. So we find a person with little problems, then he wants to run away from the problems. He wants to sweep them under the carpet. He doesn't want to get rid of them. So, and he wants to take, perhaps he goes for alcohol, perhaps he goes for drugs, perhaps he goes for a little bit of holiday and I will come right. Now, those are not the solutions. The solution is that you make tawbah, istighfar. And fortunate are those people who get the tawfiq of inabati lillah, turning to Allah, making tawbah and istighfar regularly. That is a very, very great quality also. We find that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, for close to 1,000 years, he preached to his people, made tabligh, called them. When they did not listen, then he told, oh Allah, increase them in their strength. So that quickly now, the cup gets full of the disobedience of Allah and your azab comes. And your full azab overtakes them then. Not only little bit, but your full azab overtakes them. So if a person is unmindful of Allah, no tawbah, no istighfar, just carrying on with his life, and especially a sinful life, then that is a very dangerous condition. But a person who gets tawfiq, all who have come in this holiday period now, and some of us have come from long distances, and we are sacrificing, this is all a sign Allah wants to do good with us. And otherwise, we are kept away with the smallest of excuse, and we are kept away. So Allah keep us in all deeni works, close to deeni work, and close to deen all the time. Zuban se, to a dos, shehbaziya hai. From the tongue, oh my friend, there is lot of praises. Lot of praises people are praising. باطن مگر خفا شیعہ ہے. But inside, a person is a different, he's worried, he's upset. Outwardly, it is something else. But inside, in his heart, he's, what he's going through, what stages he's going through. And in the path of Allah Ta'ala, in suluk and path of Allah Ta'ala, one great stage is sabr. That you didn't get what you wanted to, you are making sabr on it. Things have gone against your wishes, you are making sabr on it. You have to fulfill the commands of Allah. For example, in our days, our times, you are traveling and it's Maghrib time. And it's raining hard also. And there isn't a place where you can stop also. But your heart tells you, I have to make my Maghrib. How am I, now it's burning you inside. How am I going to make? And this is also one thing, the friends of Allah, when they set out on a journey, their first worry is not pat cost. Their first worry is not anything else. Where will we make our namaz? And in fact, to this level, what jamaat, where will we make namaz? And in the masjid, while traveling also, this is their worry. Maulana Asadullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali of Saharanpur, which is close to Deoband, not far, but and he should very seldom travel. But when he just had to go to Deoband for some necessity, he would work and make his khadims find out the times of the buses, what time they're leaving, the trains, what time they will stop, where. And so that not one namaz he misses without jamaat. Whereas we just take these things as very light. Allah forgive us that we suffer. And we all know the masala, only zuhr, only two rakats. We know the masala, whether you have got enough time and everything. But zuhr is only two rakats for us. Asr is only two rakats for us. Whereas these people, they are so particular about all this. May Allah bless us with that. Hiqarat se mat dekh in aasiyon ko. Don't look what a small, don't be little, those people who are sinners. You know them, they've committed sin, or they open sinners, but don't ever be little, look at them and be little them. What do you know? Ke tawbah ki barkat se darbariyan hai. That by the barkat of tawbah, they have made tawbah, and they are very close to Allah Ta'ala. They are the close attendants of Allah Ta'ala, they are darbariyan. There are people who are right in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. And by tawbah, where doesn't a person reach? And we know their sins, we don't know their tawbah. The sins they have committed, perhaps openly also. And the tawbah we are not aware of. Jo parhez karte nahi maasiyat se, and those who do not stay away from sin. On just say how balanced it is. They don't belittle the sinner, and on the other hand, the sinner mustn't become bold also. That now, Hazrat has said that nobody must look down upon me. All must have respect for me also, so I can go on committing sins. Jo parhez karte nahi maasiyat se, unhein raah mein sakht dushwariyan hai. We will find great difficulties in the path of reaching Allah Ta'ala. Tawbah is a means by which a person can easily reach Allah Ta'ala. If it is in those countries where it snows so much, and the roads are filled with snow, now you can't travel, your car is going to skid, etc. You have got all this ma'asiyat, the snow is hampering you. Now, by making tawbah, you are removing that snow. And then you can travel quite easily. Gunahon ke asbab se dur honge. And this is very important. Not only to save ourselves from sin, but from the causes of sin. And this is what our Shariat is based on. That to look with the eye has also been made haram. But actually it is to save us from another very big haram. So it is all the causes of sin, that also. Talking too much. That makes a person to fall into backbiting, before makes a person into falling into lying, etc. Many slandering, many options. So Shariat has said, rather keep quiet more, make zikr of Allah, make tilawat. Gunahon ke asbab se dur honge, to manzil mein har waqt aasaniyan hain. Then to reach your destination of reaching Allah Ta'ala, there will be great ease when you will stay away from the causes of sin. So sin is very far, but stay away from the causes of sin also. Dawa dil sa laga ishq-e haq hai. Dil sa laga ishq-e haq hai. And the medicine of the heart in order to get Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is the love of Allah. When a person will get the love of Allah, then to give up sun will also become easy. From there we can all for ourselves gauge that how much we are having difficulty to give up sun. Whichever type of sun it might be, it is a lack of the love of Allah. The love of Allah will make a person to overcome all these things. Dilo mein bahut kharche bimariyan hain. If no matter how much of illnesses, sicknesses they are in the heart, terrible spiritual illnesses, but the love of Allah Ta'ala will be the thing that will cleanse out all this year. Rahe haq mein har gham se kyun hai gureza. Allahu Akbar. May Allah give us these realities. Just to read them and hear them is quite easy. In the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala, why are you afraid of difficulties? Why are you afraid of difficulties in the path of reaching Allah Ta'ala? Rahe ishq mein kab tan aasaniya hai. Rahe ishq mein kab tan aasaniya hai. When was it that in this path of Allah, it was easy? Allah declared He will test you in this path, that you will be tested. Our test according to our time, and when we read the lives of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, it's difficult to even read further on, and difficult to think of that subject matter also, what they had passed through. We are very, very weak. So Allah has made that also, our test also so weak. But we should be also pass this weak test and trials. A grade 1 student, his test is according to a grade 1 student. And if he passes those tests which just seem so easy, he passes. So we are also very weak. Allah has made our tests also according to that. May we pass all these tests. And they come all the time. When you are seeing, now you have become like a buzur, a very big pious person. Everyone is looking up at you, but you think of your old past, your old days. When you were young, you were at school, etc. You were at college, and what happened. And those thoughts come now to stay away from those thoughts. Nobody knows about it. But how do you save yourself? You don't take one bit. Hazrat stresses on this also, that you don't take a little bit enjoyment of that past also. You cut it out completely. Yakhune tamanna ka in'am dekho. And this blood of your desires which you made flow, you made it to flow. You gave up your desires. That is, making the blood of your desires to flow, that you gave up those desires. Jo viraniya thi, wa abadiya hai. Which was viraniya, which was the thing of destruction, that became abadiya, that became inhabited. A place which was totally broken down. There was nothing but this khune tamanna ka in'am. That your desires which you had, and you broke your desires, by that Allah Ta'ala makes your heart to be inhabited and makes it abad again. Hazrat gave this example, which people call natural disasters. It's from Allah Ta'ala's side, but people don't want to take Allah's name, so they say natural disasters. Anyway, where they are, and the place is declared by the government an area. Disaster area. So the government takes over to repair the houses of the people. So when your house, you made it also, you broke it down, your heart, your palace, for the pleasure of Allah. Allah takes over, I will fix up your heart. I will now build your heart again. You broke your heart for Allah's pleasure. Now it was declared natural disaster. So Allah Ta'ala says, I will take the responsibility for my sake. You broke your heart. I will repair your palace again and I will build it up again. Fida unki marzi pe apni riza kar. Hazrat is getting to, that on your own desire, sacrifice your own desires in for the sake of the desires and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Faqiri me dekhega sultaniya hai. Then you will see that even though you broke all your desires and you are in faqiri, you are in a humble state, nobody looks at you, nothing, but what sultaniyat you will get. What kingdom and what palaces Allah will bless you with. May Allah give us a little bit of this, that we reach that stage. For us, we haven't got time to gain the ma'rifat of Allah. Then how are we going to get the love of Allah Ta'ala? And then where are we going to get the itaat and obedience of Allah Ta'ala? And then will after that will come the test that now are you doing all this for to make yourself happy? And not even for other people, just for yourself. That I'm making zikr, I'm getting up to hajjud, I'm doing so much of tilawat, you are getting... No, give preference to the desires of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Tere haath se zere ta'amir hoon main. And then a person comes to that position where now he is being repaired by Allah Ta'ala. Allah, he broke himself, destroyed himself in the pleasure of Allah, not in haram he destroyed himself. Not in falling into all the things which destroy his health, which he destroyed his life. No, but in the pleasure of Allah he destroyed himself. Now Allah is repairing him. Mubarak mujhe meri veeraniya hai. In that case then a person will realize that blessed is he, which is the title of the poem, Mubarak mujhe meri veeraniya. My destruction is very blessed. Because Allah is repairing me now. But which destruction? Not that you broke your heart or because of some haram desire. But you broke your heart, to fulfill your haram desire, but to please Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Jo peeta hai har waqt khoon-e tamanna. A person who continuously drinks the blood of his desires. Other people will drink something else, but he drinks the blood of his desires, all the haram things. And in fact, a person reaches that stage that even the permissible things, that also he stays away from. And he goes on to zuhad. He goes on to taqwa. He goes on to a higher stage that even permissible things. One young alim, met him recently, told him, have lunch. He says, only two meals a day. And then he explained, in the hadith it comes, commonly it was, that morning and afternoon meal. We say the best meal must be breakfast, but this, normally the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they used to have two meals, late in the morning and early in the evening, and that was off. One time, Bhai Abdul Wahhab Sahab, Damat Barakatum, asked one Moroccan who was a very, very pious person from Morocco, that what do you people regard as piety? You have come here, you have seen our lifestyle, how we are living, and what do you people regard as piety? He said one short sentence. He says, you people have two meals a day. In other words, they only have one meal a day. And on that they say they suffice. And he says, not haram, breakfast, lunch, supper. And we have got 4 o'clock tea, and we have got 10 o'clock tea, and we have got the morning before, and we have got a nightcap, and we have got what and what haven't we got. But for them, one meal a day. Hey, that is regarded as a pious person who eats, and that also when he hasn't got roza. Otherwise, mostly they are keeping roza. And then only one meal a day. So those people who all sacrifice all these, this is where we have to reach, not just a little bit, may Allah Ta'ala bless us. We haven't even started with the dot of the alif star. And we have to reach by Allah Ta'ala. Isi dil pe nisbat ki taabaniya hai. Those people who all the time sacrifice their desires, on those people are nisbat, connection with Allah, taabaniya, the freshness of it. Everyone likes something which is really fresh. And which is bubbling over with all its enjoyment and that on those people's hearts is that type of life who sacrifice all for Allah Ta'ala's sake like this. Tajalli har ek dil ki akhtar alag hai. And Allah's tajalli also, Allah Ta'ala's mercy and kindness on every heart is also different. Mehrbaniya jaise qurbaniya hai. And Allah's mehrbani is according to your qurbani. And we make hardly any qurbani. Jitni tumhari qurbani, utni unki meherbani. How much a person makes qurbani of his desires and that, so much Allah's meherbani comes on that person. Really, we haven't even still smelt about it. We haven't even thought. We haven't in our wildest dreams even have dreamt of it, where these people have reached. May Allah in His kindness and by the barakat of Hadrat and the teachings of barakat, Hadrat's teachings, may Allah Ta'ala let us at least have some idea and some tamanna at least for this. And in His kindness, and Allah, وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. It's not difficult for Allah that He blesses us with it also, inshallah. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah. the letter that we read today has also got very relevant points for all of us. May Allah let us all take benefit from it, inshallah. حضرت میں تمام نمازوں میں فرائض اور سنتوں کا اہتمام کرتا ہوں, نوافل کا اہتمام نہیں کرتا. He says, حضرت, in all my namazes, I make sure I read my faraz and my sunnat, wajib, sunnat, muakkada, etc. But nafils, I'm not reading. حضرت answer, کوئی مزائقہ نہیں. بس گناہوں سے بچنے کا اہتمام زیادہ کرو. No harm, but make sure you stay away from guna. But this is also, again, every person is different. By making nafils, we will get the tawfiq to stay away from haram also. It's not just that we just start missing nafils now because of this. But a person should read his nafils also. But the bottom line is, there are many of us, again, on the other hand, we are very particular of tasbihat, ma'amulat, which we have to do, our nawafil. But just like that, we're committing gunas also. Person made tahajjud, made tilawat, then he's got the TV on, now sitting at the breakfast table, and extended family, no parda from anyone, talking with everyone freely. Yeah, we are involved in so much gunas again. There we were making, and many people get fooled of this, that we are very pious, umrah on umrah, hajj on hajj, and so much all other nafil ibadat also. But guna again on the other side, that also is just carrying on. And those gunas which we don't even regard as gunas, and we don't even think of them as gunas. So to stay away from them, that is much, much more important. Mangal ke din hamare ilaqe mein ek alim deen Quran Hakim ka daras dete hai. Main wahan jata hu. On a Tuesday night, one alim, he gives the Quran daras. And I go there. He wrote to Hazrat. Hazrat's answer, kaun hai? Who is that person? Kis aqeedah ke hai? What are his aqeedahs? Is he perhaps a Ahle Hadith? Is he perhaps a Salafi? Is he perhaps a Bidati? Is he perhaps a Shia? Who is he? That you should know. Kiski tarbiyat ye aapka hai? From who has he gained his reconditioning? Who has conditioned him? In other words, in whose tarbiyat did he stay? Who has he got connection? Don't just, and today with the internet, anyone, you just type in a few letters and you have a choice of whatever you want. You don't have any idea who the person is, what are his credentials, from where does he come, what is his background, and this is the cause of so many people, so much confusion. Whether now you are listening to this radio station, to that radio station, this person, that person, and you different views come. And what is natural result? Then you pick and choose. And you make your own deen of your own desire. You don't see whether you took this, or is he really an alim of deen, whether he's got connection with our buzurgs, with who has he got connection. These are all very important things which we overlook today. And that also we regard as great piety. And this information which we are bombarded with from all sides, everywhere, all types of information is coming, confusing us also, and then we just coming up with something what we desire and what we think is right, and we don't look at our elders, we don't follow anyone, we just our own decisions and our own desires. So Hazrat warned him and cautioned him on that. Namaz fajr meri qaza hoti hai aur agar kabhi uthta hu to ghar mein padhta hu. صبح کے وقت مسجد میں جاتے ہوئے پولیس وغیرہ کا ڈر رہتا ہے. He says, my fajr namaz becomes qaza. And this also he writes, اور اگر کبھی اٹھتا ہوں. And when sometimes I wake up and I do make my fajr, then also I read it at home. Because at fajr, wherever they are, lot of security, police, where are you going, why are you going? In some countries, Muslim countries, you are not allowed to make namaz in any other masjid or anything. You are registered in your masjid. And you can only make namaz in your masjid. So where are you going? Why are you going now? Etc. Jawab. Namaz qaza karna bahut sakht baat hai. To make any namaz qaza is a very big guna. Deliberately or just carelessly that we just miss our namazes, and mostly it is with fajr that we miss fajr, very common. Namaz ki pabandi ka sakht ehtimam kare. You should be very, very particular that you make sure that you make your namazes properly on time. For Fajr, alarm lagai. Ya kisi ko jagane par muqarrar kare. Put an alarm, put 2-3 alarms, and there are those on the cell phone, etc. Or other also, where the alarm repeats itself every now and then. Set it accordingly so that you can wake up. This is very important. Or ask somebody to wake you up. Somebody, ask your wife, ask somebody to phone you, to wake you up. Phir bhi agar qaza ho, to ada karne ke baad, 8 rakat nafil pare. And still, if your namaz becomes qaza, then punish yourself. For example, for him, Allah Hazrat prescribed, read 8 rakats of nafil namaz. Punish yourself, and also for 20 rupees sadqa kare. Give some amount of money, and so much that you feel the pinch of it. Not just a few coins or something, but where you feel the pinch of it, then you won't want to make your namaz qaza, in a namaz qaza. So a person who is really conscious of his islah, he will do all this. And another person, well, this is just to be written, or it is just to be said, it's not to be made amal on. But a person, one bad nazri, one lie we spoke, one lie yani, and he wants his islah, he will see that he does this, he will punish himself. Now I must keep roza of not talking. Today, the whole morning, I won't talk at all. Whole afternoon, I won't talk. Whatever, when a person does this, but we are still very far. We don't think, we are just talking about islah. Very easy to tell other people also, but even ourselves, we don't take the remedy as we should take it. Mujh mein badgumani ki aadat hai, aur dil mein hasad, kina, wagaira bhi bahut hai. I've got a habit of badgumani, thinking bad about people. All the time, this person must be doing this, he did this, etc. And in my heart, I've got this diseases of jealousy, of hatred, dislike for people, that also I find. Jab koi mujhe apni khushi sunata hai, to dil mein uske liye hasad shuru ho jata hai. And this is also a thing which is quite common, which we don't really realize also. Somebody tells us about the good things, something good that happened to them, then we start getting jealous about that person. Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh used to say, today the position is that today a murid also gets jealous on his sheikh. To this extent, that so much it is, husband on wife, wife on husband, we can't believe it, but if you analyze it, you'll find that these things are there. That a person just can't see the good of any other person. And that is a very bad quality, where you just can't, and you just want to bring down a person all the time. Even if it is just to the extent of your thoughts, but just you want to bring the person down. Hazrat writes a reply, but gumani par qiyamat ke din, daleel talab ki jayegi. The way you think bad of somebody, Qiyamah day, you'll have to give proof of why you thought bad of that person. In another place, Hazrat says, that for if you think good about somebody, you won't be asked for proof. You'll get the sawab of that. But you think bad about somebody, you'll have to present the proof of that. And that was your thought. But you'll have to present a proof in the court of Allah. Why did you think of this? Nafse kaho, daleel kahan se laayega? Tell yourself, realize that on Qiyamah Day, Allah is the judge. There is nobody fighting your case, no lawyer, nobody. You are standing there. From where are you going to go and bring a proof? لہذا بدگمانی کر کے اپنے گردن مقدمہ میں پھسانا بہت بری حماقت ہے. Therefore, to think bad about somebody and place yourself in a court case by Allah Ta'ala is a great act of stupidity. That you're putting yourself into that terrible corner and you're doing it voluntarily and you're getting nothing and you're going to destroy yourself. جس سے حسد محسوس ہو اس کے لئے اسی وقت دعا کرے. And who you feel jealousy for, there is a very great remedy, and what a beneficial, what a good remedy. Immediately make dua for that person. Any person you feel little bit in your heart, that you feel a little jealous about that person, make dua for him. What is the other great benefit? That you made dua for him in absentia. The malaika are going to make dua for you presently. In presence, they are going to make dua for you. That you made dua for your Muslim brother, they will make dua. And Allah, with the farishtas dua, you made dua for him, Allah give him more barakat. Farishtas dua, you will even get more. So may Allah bless us with this year, inshallah. Ke ya Allah, uski ni'amat mein aur izafa kar de. You make dua that ya Allah, increase him in this ni'amat of his. Mulaqat par pehle usko salam kare. And when you meet him, you be the first one to make salam. Kabhi koi hadiya, kha maamooli sa ho, pesh kare. And so sometimes, now and then, occasionally, give him some present also. Even if it's just a small present, but make sure you give him some present also. Apne dosto se uske taarif kare. And in your friends, praise him also. In this way, that jealousy will change into love. And you will benefit from that tremendously. May Allah Ta'ala give us these realities and bring this into us, inshallah. In the Kitab Kashkole Marifat, one very important point Hazrat discusses here about knowledge and a special advice for the people of knowledge, for the ulama, where the Hazrat has explained lot of virtues of ilm and the ulama, but there is a great responsibility also. حَتَّ عَلَىٰ اَهْلِ عِلْمِ كَ فَضَلْكُ بَيَانَ فَرْمَا كَرْ آگِ اِرْشَادْ فَرْمَاتِ هَيْ. After Allah explains the great virtues of the ulama and the knowledge they have acquired, then Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. That Allah is fully aware of all your actions also. So, O you people who have got knowledge, be more cautious, be more careful. اہلِ علم اپنے عامال کا بھی محاسبہ کرنے کرنا کے مطابق اپنے علم کے عمل بھی کیا یا نہیں. The people who have got knowledge, they must make this muhasaba, take stock of themselves also, that what knowledge Allah has given us, have we practiced on it or not? Now today, normally, as our Buzurgs explained, knowledge and ilm is for the sake of looking for loopholes. Whereas previously, knowledge and ilm was to practice more upon that knowledge. Like for example, we are on safar, so we know now two rakats. We can make only two rakat zuhar. So knowledge we've got, it's only two rakat. The others are in safar, it's not for us, it's not necessary. But the people of knowledge, the thing is that they make more amal. Not that they look for loopholes or not to cut corners, but that they make more amal. May Allah give us that today. We all just look for the easy way out. Pastumku un amal ki jaza milegi. You will get the reward of those actions. Is ayat ke andar amal ke ihtimam ki targhib di gayi hai. In this ayat, in this year, wallahu bima ta'amaluna khabir, that you have got all that knowledge, so make sure you practice on that knowledge also. So it's encouragement to make amal. It is not to find little loopholes and where we can just exit from and we can just free ourselves, but that more we make amal. اس آیت میں ترغیب ہے عمل کی یہ there is encouragement that we make عمل اور ڈانٹ ہے ان لوگوں پر جو عمل اور اطاعت نہیں کرتے. And there is a warning from Allah Ta'ala on those people who do not practice on that knowledge what they have got. And one of the questions on the day of Qiyamah, and this worries many people who have got this knowledge and reality of it, that Allah will ask that the knowledge you had, how much did you make amal on it? And normally we take amal that we are dressed outwardly according to sunnah, so we are making amal. We are making our five times namaz, so we are making amal. But deen is not only how we are dressed outwardly, how we are making our five times, what is the quality of the namaz? And that namaz also, how much we just, we sometimes like on safar, etc., how we make our namazes just easily, just bypass, how many things. And then also, how do we treat the family at home? What is our condition? Our akhlaq with people, the rights of visitors, neighbors, family people, all these things. There are so many. So this is what is called amal. Amal is not just that little bit that we, it looks like. And we compare ourselves with those people who are like lower than us, which we feel in amal. And that we are making amal, they are not making amal. But we have to look up and see how far we can reach. Amal ki aur daant un logo par jo amal aur itaat nahi karte. اور امتثال امر کو ناگوار سمجھتے ہیں. اینڈ ٹو فلفل دا کمانڈمنٹس آف اللہ تعالی دے فائنڈ دیٹ اٹ از ناٹ پلیزربل, دے فائنڈ اٹ ہارڈ ٹو فلفل دا کمانڈ آف اللہ. ہاؤ مینی پیپل آف نالج آلسو یو ول واچ اے ساکر میچ اینڈ جوائے اٹ. 90 minutes they will spend there, no problem. They will spend how much time, how much money also. But 90 minutes Quran Sharif, that is out of the question to read 90 minutes Quran Sharif. Or many other things also, discussions. Or we are picking themes, etc. We are what and what discussions, who and what discussions. But to set in with a tasbih, to set especially after Asr, Friday to read the 80 durus, 5 minutes, 4 minutes, but that is very, very hard. Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if people knew the enjoyment of zikr, they won't want to go for gusht after when gusht time. They just want to sit. But at the moment, to sit for that zikr, that 1 minute, 2 minutes, is almost an impossibility. And so this is that a person, he makes that amal, and he gets enjoyment in these things. Otherwise, we get enjoyment in so many haram things today. And halal things, no enjoyment. There are so many people who say, we just can't sit at home. No enjoyment at home with the family. Yes, with other women, other places, lot of enjoyment, lot of entertainment with other women, etc. But with your own wife, one poor person very long ago, a young person, but he says, I'm wasting my time at home. He wanted to be somewhere else all the time. He just could not accept that I must be at home. So especially now, this holiday period, to be at home is very, very difficult. But to be at wrong places, very easy. To be seeing the wrong things, very, very easy. But to be at home, just pass our time. How are we going to pass time? How can time pass like this? So all this, that the nature of ours has to be corrected also. Otherwise, in wrong things, we fall so easily. And right things are very, very hard for us. And yet, the sad part, we regard ourselves as big Sufis, and we make amal. Others who don't make amal, they are far away. They are the cause of Allah's azab coming. We are not the cause. We are actually the cause. What our condition, what we have. May Allah bless us with the reality and bring the true deen and give us understanding of the true deen. And that is exactly what Hazrat had written there, which we read, that from who are you listening to your bayans? Whose bayans are you listening to? Where is he connected? Where is his knowledge from? Who is he? And today, that is no question. We just see like somebody said very nicely, nobody buys a car just because the hooter sounds nice. They don't look about the engine, they don't look the body, the tires, nothing. It's got a nice musical sound, the hooter. So you buy the car. So a person whose hooter is nice, what else there is, nobody is worried about it today. You must just have a nice hooter. That's all what everyone is worried about. And what the reality, there we all will laugh. But when it comes to the actual reality, we are the ones that we are just listening to the hooter. And what that person is, Qiraat, Quran Sharif, the reciter, mashallah, how he recites. But who is he, from where is he, what are his beliefs, etc. The person who is giving a bayan, the presentation, mashallah, there is no doubt in it, what a presentation. But what is he, who is he, from where is he, that we don't see at all. And Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has written that the annual Jalsa of Saharanpur, it was never the concern of the elders to bring speakers, lecturers who will captivate the crowd. Today we see that. Who is the one that the crowds will come, that the numbers will increase? But there it was always, they used to give the simple, straightforward talks, but talks which used to have effect on the people. Hazrat writes further. ہر بندہ کی نسبت میں اللہ کا رنگ علیحدہ ہوتا ہے, which was in the اشعار also, that everyone فلا تعلم نفس ما اخفی لو من قرۃ اعین ما اخفی, that nobody knows that what Allah has given to his friends, what treasure Allah has given one person, the other person what he's got, nobody knows. What Allah has given him, the other person, somebody's wilayat of Allah Ta'ala is in tahajjud.
and how he's making his tahajjud, crying. Other person's wilayat is in helping the poor, in having wells dug up for people. This person will say, that person is nothing. He doesn't get up for tahajjud. That person will say, this person is nothing. He's not worried of the poor, etc. So this is, nobody knows the condition of the next person. Har aashik ki aah alag hoti hai. Every lover of Allah, his ah is different. That the poor people are suffering. I must see to their needs, etc. And this person is crying in tahajjud, for example. One person making khidmat of his aged parents or any old people. There are such people, mashallah, who go and look for the old people and go and make their khidmat. And whereas there are so many people, our own at home, they are our people, but we find it hard to make their khidmat. And there are others, they got no blood ties with that person, but they go out of the way to make khidmat. So nobody knows whose wilayat is in what. Or, har ek ka tariqa, a tariqa e faryad juda hota hai. And everyone's plea and cry to Allah is different. Yahi wajah hai ki ek wali, dusre wali ki batini kaifiyat, aur uski dard o aah ki tafsilat, tafsilat e kaif se be khabar hota hai. It is for this reason that one wali doesn't understand the wali, or another person is a wali of Allah Ta'ala. His inside condition, what is it, etc. And his tafsilat kayf, what condition he has got, what connection, how he's concerned, etc. The next person doesn't know. Agar che dono aashik haq hai. Both of them are the lovers of Allah, lekin har aashik sadiq ke aah alag hai. But every true aashik also, aashik is sadiq, true aashik, but his ah and his connection with Allah is different. Jo aur ki dil se bhi nikle, wo ah hamari ah nahi. That what comes out from another person, his ah from his heart, is not my ah. Everyone's is different. Jo dard hamari dil mein hai, us dard ki koi tha nahi. And that pain which I am feeling, nobody else knows what it is. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with this, that we have that love of Allah, and don't look down. We don't know who is a wali, in which level he is, and how he is a wali of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, normally we feel, I am everyone, I am everything. Everyone must look up at me. And we don't realize that the other's position, who is perhaps much, much more greater than me. And we should not even think, perhaps, we must be sure. Then not only look at our great, great elders and seniors, our immediate elders and look at your junior, look at the way of thinking of our elders. They respect old people, their seniors, that these are pious people they've made for so many years, nimaz, ibadat. And when they look at their juniors, these people haven't hardly committed guna. At my age and I've committed so many gunas, and this person is still a young person, he hasn't committed. So they've got respect for the old, for the young, for the contemporaries, for everyone they've got great respect. Hazrat Sultan Ibrahim Ibn Adham Rahmatullah Ali ne jab apne batin mein nisbat wa ta'alluq ma Allah ka badre kamil roshan dekh liya, to kya natija hua. When Hazrat Ibrahim Ibn Adham, what great sacrifices, we can't believe it. A king, and he just lived like a beggar. And he just lived like a person who has got absolutely nothing, just in the jungle, not even a hut to stay in. He started living like that. But with that, Allah gave him that complete nisbat and connection with Allah Ta'ala. Jab meher numaya hua, sab chup gaye taare. When the moon came out, all the stars vanished. Wo humko bhari bazam mein tanha nazar aaya. And then we found that he, Allah, in all the whole gatherings of everyone, he was just one and he was separate. He was the greatest. When a person realizes now nothing else has any attraction for me, it's only Allah Ta'ala. When a person's eyes are only on Allah all the time, then that person has found a great, great treasure. That the people are enjoying themselves with all different things. People are thinking of cars, what cars. People are thinking of travel, what travel. Everything. But for you, you only have got Allah Ta'ala. This is when the person, this is what Ibrahim Ibn Adham, Rahmatullah Ali, was blessed with. Tamam khaiishat-e-nafsaniya aur zahiri aaraisho صرف مستغنی ہوگی. All his desires of his nafs, and they were not haram desires, even the halal desires, eating, clothing, wearing, living, house, all that also he had sacrificed, and all outward beauty, etc. Today a person wears sunnat kurta, but in there also there is design, and lot of design in there also. In all his dini things also lot of design, burqas of ladies. She's a, today, many men also say, we want a lady who must be in parda, who must be in burqa, but modern burqa. It must be tight fitting, and it must have all types of bead work on it, etc. So all these things, when Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, farewell to all these things. Kaha mustaghni hoge, kaha taj or tahte shahi, where the crown and the the throne of the king, all those things, or kaha ab darya ke kinare baithe, and where now he's sitting just at the side at the seashore at the river bank, gudri si rahe hai, and sewing his clothes also now, mending his own clothes, where all those things. Where this, when he made this, ek din sultan ka wazir us taraf se guzra. One day the king, a person who was in his parliament, who passed that way and saw the king like this in this condition, and which we have heard many times, Hazrat explains it here, how that person passed and he saw the king who ate so much, and today what his condition is. May Allah Ta'ala let us realize what this talk of tasawwuf and khanqa is. It isn't just that a person, he just makes a little bit zikr, now he's in the khanqa, etc., or that he has got this kind of a special kind of topi or anything. It is this that we find Allah and we give preference to the pleasure of Allah over our own pleasure. May Allah bless us with one bit and one out of that. وآخر دعوانا سبحان الله نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.